my antidote was to just go to the far-flung corners of the world on my own with my cameras. And I didn't really know what I was going to do when I got there. I didn't really know. I was just escapism.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd end up in, you know, I guess a lot of people when they get divorced, they end up in Annabelle's nightclub. I ended up in small fishing villages in Greenland. I know a lot of sports photographers now, and I've got a huge admiration for some of them that have been doing it for an awful long time. They're very talented, and they work sometimes in very tough conditions. They hard days work, and they're battling all the time with that riddle as to how do you get something different, but also how does it become art. And then on the 8th of December, I woke up to these headlines that this person, Bernie Madoff, had been arrested and handed himself into the FBI for fraud. And I hadn't heard of the guy. And I still, it's amazing, I was so naive, I didn't realize that it was going to kill my business, because he, of the money that we were managing, so much of it was from clients that had just lost a lot of their money with Madoff, and therefore their clients were going to pool their money. So I became an ATM machine for all the problems elsewhere.